welcome back to If Plants Could Talk. This is Garrett. I'm your host. This conversation took place on March 23rd, 2024, with my very special guest, Mike of @nobody. You guys might be familiar with him on Instagram as @no_buddy. Mike is a fellow member of the plant community and the adjacent rock and crystal community. He's out there all the time with Freeze, who's been a repeated guest here. He's a friend of the show. He's out there with Freeze all the time, hounding, prospecting different rocks and crystals, and he offers them only on his Instagram. So you have to follow him at @no_buddy. Buddy is spelled BODIE at nobody. He's no one, but he's everyone, and he's someone, and he's one of us, and he's an amazing human being, man. It was such a beautiful conversation. It's the first podcast in, I think, like 3 months, and this is the exact type of person that I started this show for, and he was very open and has a very inspiring story of the things that he's overcome: homelessness, his first hand experience with homelessness, addiction being in his family, living in Slab City out there in the desert. He works in the cannabis industry too. He's a grower of cactus and succulents, and has a strong connection with nature and just a beautiful outlook on life, man. So I'll let the episode do the talking on that. You guys are really going to enjoy this one, I think, but proceed with caution. You know, we did touch on some very sensitive topics, but we also talked a lot about solution and just like kindness and treating others well. And he's just an awesome human being. So I want to take a moment to tell you guys about my sponsors and partnerships. If you scroll down into the description of this episode, you will find links to Mezcala Nursery, located in Long Beach, California, Green Touch Nursery, located in Bellflower, California. Big shout out to Plantly.io. You can type in Plantly.io into your web browser or download the free Plantly app on Android or iOS. If you are interested in becoming a vendor, I have provided a link for you to do so down in the description. I sell with Plantly. I've got some trichos on there. I've also got some other columnar cacti that I need to list. You can find me on Plantly as Earthling Botanical. And next up is Real Mushrooms. Real Mushrooms is a mushroom supplement company offering hot water extracts in both powder and capsule form. You may be familiar with all of these amazing mushrooms and their health benefits, like lion's mane, chaga, reishi, shiitake, maitake, cordyceps, all these mushrooms that have been used for thousands of years in Chinese herbal medicine. If you want to learn more, check out Real Mushrooms, or if you're ready to make a purchase, use my link down in the description or type in code If Plants Could Talk at checkout and you will get 10% off your order. I think that's correct. I don't know. It's been a while since I've done this. 10% off your order, some kind of discount on your order. Check them out. And next up is PlantWave. PlantWave is a device that translates the electrical frequencies and patterns that your plant creates. In other words, the water moving through your plant creates an electrical frequency, and that is then translated into sound and melodies, music, using the PlantWave device and the PlantWave app. You hook up two electrodes to the plant or mushroom, and you can tune out of the world and tune into your plants. I'm going to stitch in a little video here of some mushroom music. Big shout out to Joe Patitucci. He's the creator of PlantWave. We also did an episode together in the past. You can go back and try to find it and learn more. The things that you can do with this device are literally endless. You can record it and you can make videos. You can broadcast it. Some people plug it into MIDI and use it to produce their music. So definitely check them out. If you're ready to make a purchase, you can use the link. There is no code necessary. Just click the link and you will get $15 off your PlantWave device. And next up is Bad Goose Botanicals. Bad Goose Botanicals is offering a supplement powder that is a nootropic. And one of the products they offer is called Flow State. And it offers exactly that, a state of flow. It is made out of lion's mane, ginseng, and Mitragyna speciosa, or kratom. If you are sober curious or looking for an alternative to alcohol and other substances, there are tons of testimonials out there of people utilizing this Plant medicine is what it is. And abstaining from other substances, I have firsthand experience with that, and it's helped me out a lot. If you want to just get Metragyna speciosa by itself, they also offer that. They have a green Ming dot. Click the link or type in code If Plants Could Talk at checkout, and you will get 15% off your order. All right, here is Mike.
Yeah, man. So there's Michael. You know, a lot of people know me as No Underscore Buddy on Instagram. You know, I collect cactus and rocks and just kind of enjoy nature, dude. You know, I'm out here in Downey, you know, swaggled up, lived in Long Beach for a little while, then ended up back up here. And yeah, man, just making it day by day, you know, dude, one day at a time, just chilling.
You told me something once that everything is made, that you came to the realization that everything is made of rocks. And I'm paraphrasing. Like everything, yeah. When it comes down to it, when you boil it down, everything is made of rocks. Can you explain that statement to me?
Yeah, dude, definitely. You know, in this day and age, we're so far removed from the organic properties that everything's constructed from, you know? And when you get down to the nitty gritty, like 90% of our day-to-day things come from rocks or minerals in some way, shape, or form. The glass on your phone screen is made from silica. You know, the camera lenses are made from rubies and sapphires now. Concrete is everywhere. Asphalt. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you look, you know?
That's fascinating. So, what brought you to that? What brought you to that realization?
I was just thinking, man. I'm like, I just was thinking one day, I'm like, I really can't think of one thing or another that doesn't have some form of minerals or rocks in it, you know? Like, even wood and trees use minerals to build their bodies, you know? So it all comes from rocks, man.
It sounds like something I would have come up with when I was tripping on mushrooms.
Yeah, dude, believe it or not, like, I may have smoked a bowl of weed or two, but wasn't even tripping when thinking about that. Just came to that realization, you know? Because I think what really did it was dealing with cactus. You know, you come to understand that these guys are rock eaters. You know, they eat minerals, like they depend on it. That's how they survive and grow and form. And so I really thought about it. I'm like, huh, every plant kind of does that. And so really even wood, everything is.
As do we, right? We need minerals.
Right. Yeah, dude. Exactly, dude. Iron, all that, calcium, everything. Everything's a mineral, dude. It's really crazy to think about.
I've never thought about that before.
Yeah. Like even all the metal we use, everything comes from the earth. Everything comes from the earth. Everything will go back to the earth, you know?
You strike me as a very grounded individual, and I feel like you must have had to experience quite a bit to get to that place. Yeah. Is that accurate?
Yeah, dude. I, you know, definitely didn't have the like nicest upbringing. You know, I had a lot of addicts in my family, including both my parents. Father, who was a gang member, you know, in and out of prison, didn't really know him much. My mom in and out of rehab, you know, was raised by my grandparents with my two brothers. And yeah, dude, you know, it was a lot of struggle and strife, and it still is every day. You know, it's kind of what life is just getting through the hardships to enjoy the fun and greatness of this life. You know, it's all a test, in my opinion, you know. And I'm just here for it, dude. I'm here to experience every part of it, bro. I gotta take the bad with the good with the bad, you know?
That's a good place to be. I wonder what the reward is. Is it just being? Is it experience? Is it this moment? Is that the reward? Or is there or is there another reward at the end of this?
Yeah, cycle? Dude. And you know, like if I could have it my way, like, you know, when I pass away, dude, like, and my understanding is energy can't be created nor destroyed. I'm just borrowing this energy, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be able to see like the universe on a like cosmic scale and be able to like, I want to watch these mountains get formed and valleys get carved out. I want to know why everything happened to like a certain degree. You know, I think that would be really cool. But you know, like at the end of the day, the reality of it is I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think any of us really truly know. And to even try and guess just does a great dishonor to it, you know?
That's true. Yeah. To try to define it or act like, you know, I think that somewhere deep inside of our consciousness, though, that we have seen the earth form those mountains. And that, mm-hmm. and that's why you long for it, is because it's like a familiar feeling and you long to see everything, and you are everything at the same time, right?
We're borrowing all this energy right now, you know, like we're just here in this state temporarily, you know, this body's a vessel for something, you know. We all have our purpose here, and it's up to us to kind of find it and define it, you know.
Sure. Are you trying to be like non-conformist, or do you have some form of structural belief in when it comes to spirit and energy? Like, do you believe in higher self, or do you believe in some form of higher power? Is it just energy? Can you explain your belief system?
Dude, you know, like, generally, I believe there's some form of higher powers, some form of higher beings, higher energy, you know, something out there, you know. There's a lot of, like, that's just crazy that happened that way, you know, in this world. Like, I believe there is some kind of grand design to things. Whether or not we're meant to understand it in this form or not is completely, you know, out the window kind of deal. But I tend not to put labels on things. I'm a big fan of not putting labels on things. Labels make us conform. And yeah, I'm not a big conformist, you know. You could tell by how I look. I don't really want to fit into society standards of anything, you know. I'm here to exist, bro. I'm here for the ride, you know.
Love that. That's why we're having this conversation right now, brother, because I've had brief moments with you. Once was at GT Nursery, and another one was at my place. And I know you're close to Frieza, and Frieza is like, you know, a brother to me. And I think that's a, you know, a beautiful perspective you have. Like, and when you say like design, man, it's true. Like think about the fact that I was listening. Did you listen to Cat Williams on recently? He had an interview with Joe Rogan.
Oh, I've definitely seen some clips of it. I haven't gotten to watch the whole thing.
He's super woke, dude. He's like,
Cat Williams is a really smart person. Like, right. He is intelligent beyond. He's, you know, but he's seen the industry. He sees what it does. And so he's seen a lot of that back end of things. And that definitely opens people's eyes, you know.
Yeah, man. It's like when you look at the Fibonacci sequence and like the distance from the sun and the moon, and if they were even slightly altered, like we wouldn't exist, and the way that everything had to happen perfectly for us to end up being here right now having this conversation, you know. And like the plants that have receptors, our body has receptors for all these different plants. That's the most fascinating thing to me. Like the cannabinoid receptor is one example, you know?
Yeah, dude. Like each human has their own specific endocannabinoid system, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I work in the cannabis industry. And so I explain a lot to people, like what works for me may not work for you, you know? Like that's part of this medicine is trying different things and finding what terpene spectrums work for you, what kind of plants work for you, you know, because you're bound to find something, you know. It, you know, people talk about weed like, oh, you get high, like, yeah, that's cool, man. But to me, I get medicated, dude. Like, I function off of this. And if I don't have it, it's not that I can't function. It's just I feel like I function a bit better on it, you know, and I lack certain chemical compounds in my brain, and this plant helps me make up for it, you know?
Absolutely, bro. Full spectrum CBD was a game changer for me when I was in the midst of like severe PTSD and anxiety, to the point where it was crippling. That was the one thing that leveled me out, man. And like, I know so many people that it's helped with seizure disorders and RSO oil for cancer, like suppository or Rick Simpson oil for cancer treatment, and that actually making it so that extending my partner's mom's life so that she could eat, you know, in terminal illness.
It's definitely something that like I wish I was a bit older for, because my grandmother, you know, dealt with lung cancer, and it was stage 4 by the time they found it. Like she was on her way out by the time anyone knew, and by the end of it, she was a 80-pound woman, you know, like not eating, just going through it. And I really wish like I could have been there to educate her and help her through that, you know, because I was 8 years old, you know.
Right.
That's right around the time when I started smoking cannabis and really getting into the cannabis world. I know it's not really, it's looked down upon, you know, like children using cannabis in this world, you know, but then you look at like kids who have like severe, like, you know, disorders, and it helps them, you know, not even like getting high, but using other cannabinoids besides just THC, you know. There's hundreds of cannabinoids in these plants and other plants too, you know. It people just look to basic pharmaceuticals and try to like not realize that we have this long past history with using plants and medicinal herbs to help, you know.
Yeah, man. And it's beautiful that a lot, so many people are waking up to it and like rediscovering it. And like you said earlier, that there might be a profile that's better for you as an individual. It's like in the same way that like some people have adverse reactions to one plant, another may have like a see huge benefits to another. And as much as I like the old school, like I kind of shy away from these things that you're talking about, like terpene profiles. I don't quite understand it and I haven't looked into it, but I now that you're saying this, it makes sense to me that like expanding on the science and getting to understand these little aspects is probably a positive thing for individuals that are looking for to heal uncertain ways.
Definitely. You know, man, like when I'm at work, I really enjoy like the 80-year-old grandma who comes in and is like, "Oh, I can't sleep at night. I have horrible arthritis. Like, please help." You know, like that's the customer I like helping, you know, man, because like I'm making a difference in their life, whether it's a small one or a huge one. But like I deal with insomnia. I know how it is to not be able to sleep. And so just being able to like give these people their basic like human like things back, you know, that like they've been lacking because of their ailments, it's like that makes a big difference to me, you know, for
Yeah,
sure.
brother. And in the same sense on with the fungus too, like with the Alzheimer's, the promising research in the Alzheimer's with the lion's mane and the psilocybin mushrooms and the mental, not to mention we've been talking about medical usage, but for mental health, man, that's where I've seen the greatest benefit between rediscovering these plants and herbs. And you can just go to a library. My local library has so many books on herbalism, and I've learned so much just since I've been out here in the last couple of years. I've discovered so much, and I've been able to pick different plants and try them out and make teas and extracts and stuff like that, put it in alcohol, fermentation.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I feel
that's
good
so
because of
awesome.
it. I feel good
Yeah.
because
And
of it.
you know, dude, like we take a lot of things for granted, you know, right now in this age, we have, you know, a phone, boom, I have all this information like just available at the end of my fingertips, but we really squander it away on a lot of things. And there may be a point where we don't have these things available to us. So learning these things are going to be super helpful, you know, like just basic what you can eat, what you can't eat, you know, what'll make you sick. Like, no, you could take somebody out to a forest and like bring food, and 9 out of 10 people will be like, "Yeah, I don't know." You know, like that. Yeah, it's just crazy, you know, how disconnected that the average person is from nature and the reality of this world.
And you don't have to go more further back than one generation to find people in our ancestry,
Yeah,
maybe two
that's
at
what's
the
really
most,
crazy.
that were like super savvy. Super, super savvy at canning and jarring and fermentation and storing and
Definitely. My grandmother and great grandmother, you know, lived through the Great Depression, dude. So like they knew some real struggle, and like they knew how to make things last. And you know, it's just, yeah, dude, it's a lost art for sure.
Yeah, man. One might call me a mini prepper, since that was like the whole idea of me moving to like r a rural area, and that's kind of I started stocking food. I have a lot of dry food, and I'm trying to learn these things, man. But it'll take a lifetime to get the
Yeah, dude,
information that I need.
definitely, you know, and that's kind of our job, is like just to keep it going, you know, and it's not like hoping for the worst, you know. A lot of people say like preppers are hoping for the worst and stuff like that. It's like, no, dude, I'm not hoping for the worst. It's just I know how bad things can get really fast in this world, you know, like
Look at the pandemic. Look
especially,
what happened during the pandemic.
exactly, man. People are going crazy for toilet paper, shooting each other. It's like that's madness, you know, like
Yeah, man.
for no reason, dude, no reason at all. Like it's artificial, like struggle that these people are implementing on us to cause distress, you know, and just be ready, you know, just be prepared. Make sure you got your family and your own people, and you know, and everybody will be solid. Take care of each other, show some compassion, you know. It's another thing that this world seems to be lacking a lot of, is like compassion, empathy, sympathy, you know, just
Yeah.
treating humans like humans, man. I see it every day where like just people can be shit, but people can be awesome too, you know. It's the
Yeah.
duality of man.
Well, I think it's that conformist part of us that we were talking about earlier, is that people don't realize when they choose one side or the other, they're actually conforming. And they're turned against each other. And you can't call us conspiracy theorists anymore when you look around the world and we say, hey, shit's hitting the fan. Like, maybe we should be making moves and protecting our families and taking the proper precautions and preparing. You know, all it takes is one blip. You know, like if the power, they said that if the power goes out for 30 days, like a huge percentage of the population is going to die because we're not going to have grocery stores, you know, or if there's a transportation interruption and our food's, you know, not making it to the grocery store, 90% of us are fucked.
Well, you've seen what happened when that ship got stuck in the Suez Canal. It was like, dude, it shut down half the world for like a month, you know? Dude. But then you had people complaining about their Amazon packages being delivered late. When like you had people dying like from that incident, you know, it's all relative, man. It really goes back to a huge disconnect. You know, we're so busy living behind these screens all the time and trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, like that's why I choose not to really compare myself to others too much. And just, I'm chilling, you know. Sure. I don't have no crazy like credit card debts or anything. I don't owe school loans. Like, relatively, I'm just here minding my own business, keeping on my own, you know, and just trying to do what I got to do, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in like being alarmist and like you know, wanting to wake people up or something like that, you know. And especially with social media, I found myself lately, especially, I had so uninterested in social media, and I fell victim to that, especially during the pandemic, where like I put my fucking whole life online, and this was a big thing. And like now it's like I haven't podcasted in 3 months, and I'm perfectly okay with that, you know. Taking a big step back and really limited how much interaction with people online. And it's just it just doesn't sit well with me, you know. It doesn't feed the soul being online.
It's freeing living in the moment, you know, dude, being able to just like, hey, I'm here, this is okay. I don't need to take pictures every 5 seconds. I don't need to record this whole thing. Like, you got it up here. And if it's not meant to be up here, then, you know, it's okay. You know, like, it's all right. You know, not everything is meant to be captured. Like, some things are just meant to be lived in the moment. You know,
absolutely. Sure. Especially moments with your children, man. I can't.
Yeah,
I
dude, family.
Can't stress that enough. Yeah. Yeah. Dude. But I also, on the flip side, I understand longing for connection, and it's no judgment to anybody that is putting their whole life online or is a part, big part of their identity or a part of their life or their hobby, whatever. And a lot of people make a living off of it. I used
definitely
to.
Definitely do. You know, I'm definitely like, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, dude, I'm an oxymoron, bro. I say these things, but then, you know, I do a lot of stuff online too. Sure. And I create content and media, you know, and I definitely share bits of my life with the online community, you know, because that's what it is. We do have a community, you know, and so it is nice being able to keep up and catch up with people and build those connections for sure. That's the positive of social media to me, you know, is making these connections for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful space for us to come together, and it really probably helped a lot of us get through some really tough times, man, you know. During the peak of that, like, one of my friends, I noticed his account was gone the other day. So I messaged him, I texted him, and I was like, is everything all right? And he's like, yeah, I just found myself like getting lost in that shit, dude. You know, and I found myself like comparing myself a lot. And so I just decided to take a step back for a while. And I totally respect that, man. Like, I feel that, especially right now. That's like, I don't know, you know, there's that part of me that's worried about the future. And I'm like, well, why do I want to spend my time online, you know?
My time is finite,
right?
Why am I gonna put my energy and resources into something that's temporary, you know? But you know, I get it, dude. Like, again, during like that whole COVID thing, you know, like, it's crazy how like our media just drove like poaching out the wall because everybody was comparing their plants to like, look at this crazy 300-year-old Stineria, you know, and I need one of those. It's like, but do you really? Like, do you really need one of those? Like, chances are you're going to kill it anyways. Like, leave it where it's supposed to be, man. Collect from seed, grow your own plants, you know? Yeah, and so like, it's just insane how everybody was trying to get their hands on all these plants, and people were paying like thousands of dollars for golf ball sized plants. Like, what's going on? You know, like, this is mad, you know?
Yeah. That there was a big artificial boost in the plant marketplace, and I benefited from it, but then it crashed, you know, like when everyone went back to work, I was like, oh, I'm gonna quit my job or I'm gonna sell full plants full time. That was a fucking pipe dream. Like it chilled out big time, you know. Like I don't spend my money on plants anymore, hardly at all. No, dude.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, you know? I still buy plants, but like I try and find, you know, I have my niche now. Like I'm a big fellow cactus guy, so like if I see a fellow cactus here and there, I'll pick it up. I go for the weird balls and the oddities. I'm not out here spending like $500-$600 every time I go to a nursery to get any plant I can get my hand on, you know. And I feel like a lot of us kind of fell prey to that, where it was like, just get them, just get it all, like, you know, spend that money, boost that serotonin, get those dopamine receptors going, you know,
show it to everyone.
Yeah, the money was given to us for free anyways, you know. It's government money. It's not real. It's monopoly money. We can spend it, you know.
Yeah.
And so like you had all these people just come into this hobby really suddenly and spending huge quantities of money, and then now it's like, what do I do with this $500 plant that just sits on my table? You know, it's like, do you really enjoy this hobby, these plants, and like what they stand for, or are you just here to like spend money and flex plants online? Bro. And you know, like,
yeah, bro,
we got a fair share of it, of all of that in the community, and it's cool, you know. It, like, hey, dude, if that's what it takes to get you into plants, then like, all like by all means, you know. But like, I hope people take that and further it, you know.
That's the exact vibe that I was talking about earlier that makes me want to fucking throw my phone against the wall or off a cliff and never touch it again. You know, and I came to the realization that like our connection to plants has nothing to do with possessing them. It's like, I don't need them. I don't need to own them or have them for me to feel that same love and connection for them, you know. And like, right. You benefited and helped me out, brother. Like I sold 90% of my plants and gave them all away so that I could move away, and not just plants, every possession I ever had, every electronic, anything that I could, that was of worth any value or taking up too much space, I sold it and gave it away. And I gave you a shitload of plants, and thank you for taking them, man, because you know,
and I still have,
I'm glad they're in a good hands.
I have a ton of them still, dude. You know, a lot of them ended up in my collection and yard. Gave a few away, you know, dude, just spread it out, man. Spread it out, you know.
I would love to hear about some these energy and resources that you were talking about, that you're, what are you pouring your energy and resources into now? Like what is it that you're doing that is bringing you joy? Like some of your hobbies.
Definitely, man. Just, you know, I love my plants, man. I love walking out into my garden every day, dude, and just kind of seeing what's new, what's going on with them, you know. It sucks walking out to some heartbreaks occasionally and find something rotted, you know, or especially with all this rain we've been having. But, you know, dude, I feel like, you know, this hobby can teach you a lot about life, you know. Like, we're sitting here trying to replicate these conditions for these plants to grow in. And sometimes you replicate the conditions perfectly and the plant still dies. And then other times you neglect the plant and it's not in the ideal condition and it thrives, you know. It shows a lot of humanity in that to me, you know. Like, just because we're given everything we need to be set up to success doesn't mean we will, and just because we're held back and beaten down in life doesn't mean we won't succeed, you know. And so it's a cool like comparative to me, you know. Like, these are all living beings right here, man, and they're gonna make it or they're not, you know. And it's cool watching them grow. I definitely still get out and do as much rock pounding as I can, you know. But just working, definitely been working a lot, man, you know, trying to climb the corporate ladder in a sense, you know. So a lot of energy, time has been put into that, you know. But it's cool. I love my job, man. You know, I get to sell weed legally, like 10 years
who
ago.
Who would have thought
like,
that?
Yeah, dude, like 10 years ago when I'm a fucking 13-year-old smoking out of a water bottle bong I made. Like, you know, I would have never thought, man, never in 100 years that, like, I would just be selling weed legally without having to worry about going to jail or anything, you know. It's cool. It's a blessing, honestly, man. Like, for sure. It's a crazy industry, though. It's cutthroat, you know.
Yeah, I bet. But that's a great, if you're gonna have to do the matrix job, bro, like, that's, to me, that sounds like the right place to be. Because
at least it's something
you're passionate about, you're knowledgeable about, it's a part of your life. It's like a lifestyle more so than like a job.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cool, man, getting to make these connections with like awesome coworkers. You know, there's this guy I've been hanging out a lot with. His name's Nate. super rad dude that I met from work, man. And like, he's been pushing me to be a little, go out of my comfort zone, create a little bit more media, you know, and content for people. And, you know, dude, it's cool. It's definitely cool, man, being able to like just walk this path in life and just meet all these different people. And like, it's insane the kind of people that walk into a dispensary, man. Like, you literally have people from all walks of life, you know,
right.
dude. Like, he's like, dude, I would never even think he smoked weed, like, you know. But it's like, no, dude, this plant is beneficial, and people are realizing it for sure, man. You know, and it's awesome. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah, man. That's wild, dude. Because like, kids these days will never know what we went through, like with cannabis. Like,
yeah,
I was like hiding in deep dark alleys buying weed off of like a burnt out dude off the street, like some burnt out older cat, you know, and like like paying $20 a gram, and
Yeah,
it was
dude,
like have seeds and stems in it sometimes.
it's definitely been weird, bro, because like I'm part of that generation where like the culture shifted, you know, like it went
Right.
from being like, don't talk about that, and like we had DARE program, and, like, this is your brain on drugs, like, and all that, to like all of a sudden being like, I can just walk into a store and buy weed, like. And so I definitely, you know, I started smoking really young, definitely younger than I would recommend now, even,
Sure,
you
me
know,
too.
but I was dealing with a lot, you know, the loss of my grandmother, you know, I was on Ritalin and Wellbutrin since the age of 4 and 6. Like, I was going through some dark, dark times, you know, man. And somebody recommended, hey, like, why don't you try smoking weed, man? Like, might help. And it did, dude. It calmed me down. Like, I totally shifted my perspective of life on a lot of things. And so like I definitely saw a lot of that early street weed, you know, like the good old Mexican brick weed, and
Yeah.
take it into your bathroom and turn the
Mids.
shower on as hot as you can and try and get some moisture back into it and throw the orange peels in there. And you know, yeah, I
Yeah, the
definitely saw a lot
orange
of
peels, bro.
that. You know, and like definitely I had my fair share of that, you know, smoking out like a crushed Coke can, like in the homies like garage and shit. But then like I also got a lot of benefits of people who came before me and put in that work and definitely did all that to get it decriminalized, you know. And so
Right.
I did get to reap a lot of the benefits of being a 12, 13-year-old kid. Like back in the day, like, you know, I'd get caught with weed and shit in school, and it's like slap on the wrist, like, you know, versus like 10 years before even me, it's like, no, like that's bad. Like you're getting expelled. You're
You're a
going to
failure.
juvenile.
You're
Yeah, like you're going to
like a
juvenile hall.
junkie.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So it's, I got that bit of a gray area where I kind of saw both parts of this
Yeah.
culture growing up, you know, and I'm glad I get to be a part of the force that changes people's opinions on this matter, you know, like especially like cannabis, psilocybin, dude. Like, I really believe there's a big space for like psychedelic use and like mental health for sure, man. Like, you
Huge.
know, you hear these like MDMA study or MDA studies like on like PTSD veterans, like people who just flip and then like all of a sudden like they have these huge crazy breakthroughs. Like, it's insane, dude. It's really insane
Yeah.
watching. Like, I'm glad that like it's finally being taken seriously, you know, and there's actual like people stepping up to the plate and being willing to do this research that like we've all been asking for a long time, you know.
Yeah, super grateful for that, man. You know, MDMA will be available at the place that I attend therapy and I did the MDMA study at in Los Angeles. They said by the end of this year or early next year, you'll be able to pay privately cash for
That's great.
MDMA therapy, bro.
Dude, that's awesome, dude. You know, like in my opinion, like there definitely is like a time and place, you know, like a lot of people abuse these substances, you know. Like I'm not one for like eating like 6, 7 grams of mushrooms and then going to a concert or a show and like tripping on a light show. Like
Sure.
that's like, you know, like this is one of the largest living organisms on this planet. Like, and we're tapping into something that's like deeper than any of us know.
Ancient.
It's not something to be played with, you know. It's like
Yeah.
this is medicine therapy. Like, it has a time and place, you know. And so it bums me out seeing how readily available a lot of these things are coming, but then I really do understand like it's for a greater cause and benefit, you know, generally.
But it's the same thing with cannabis though too, bro, you know.
Yeah, exactly, dude, exactly.
And there's
exactly,
a there's you a know? You know, there's like a yin and yang to it for sure, you know. That's why I long for the old days where there was a black market and I just called my friend for some herb, and you know what I mean, like it's like
and
simple
pulled
but
up and, yeah exactly.
You know, but at the same time, now I can go into the store and get it.
yep and it's like totally just like walking into a Walmart, you know. It's insane.
Yeah. You know, I see these dispensary, these mushroom people. This is risky. I don't like what I'm seeing with this. It's the Amanita dispensaries. Bro, they're selling Amanita in smoke shops.
Yeah,
in smoke shops. The smoke shop down the street from my house carries Amanita chocolates. And they're like advertising it as mushrooms. And I'm like, whoa, that's risky, bro.
Yeah, dude. You know, that's the thing, man. It's like, trippers have been taking risk forever though, dude, you know, like
sure, but what about the, you know, some kid that walks in there, like some fucking lady that doesn't know what she's doing,
it doesn't know anything, it just thinks it's a normal chocolate bar and just goes and gets on the train and starts eating it and just goes, oh, that, you know, dude. Yeah, but you know, man, it goes all the way back to like people dark web importing like these like new synthesized compounds from like China and stuff, man, and like doing doses and then putting it all on the internet for people to read. It's like people are gonna get it no matter what, dude, you know, at the end of the day. I can't remember who it was, dude. There was this awesome like psychologist dude who said humans are always gonna want to do what's wrong. Like, you know, if dentists really wanted everybody to brush their teeth, you would ban brushing your teeth, and then you'd have 10 people on a roof at 2 a.m. fucking going ham brushing their teeth, you know, just because it's illegal, you know. Something about human nature just wants to rebel and go against, you know, the norm of society. For I feel a large part of people want that, but not everybody acts on it, you know. For sure.
You know, and I know this conversation has been beaten to death, dude, but at the same time, I'm right now, as I'm thinking about it, I'm coming to the realization of how important it might be to revive it / keep it going, because, you know, we didn't have these conversations when I was a kid and I was eating an eighth or a quad of mushrooms and not knowing what the fuck I was doing and not having that respect that you were talking about earlier, and I had some nightmare trips and, you know, like not realizing like how powerful this is and what a tool and beautiful tool it is. Like, I hope that people continue to have these conversations, and then that 14-year-old me in the future gets that perspective so that they don't trip out in some house party with a bunch of older assholes that are like stepping over you, you know, while you're losing your mind. You're calling your mom crying because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you ate an eighth of, like, some golden teachers, and that was totally cool. And then, like, you pull up to a party, and homeboy's like, eat these. And it's, like, an eighth of, like, some crazy white reaper death fucking, like, you know, dude. Like, psilocybin contents, like, way, you know.
No, yeah.
It's just, you know, dude, that's the thing is, like, educating, you know. Yeah. Like, and knowing what all these different compounds do and knowing what they do to you, because what it does to me might not do to you, you know, like, and it's just, it's a huge thing, dude. It's a huge thing about learning yourself, learning what works for you, self-realization, you know, man. So like, nobody, you know, dude, nobody just sits and just thinks about what's good for them anymore, you know?
You're right. It's more like what's going to make me look good?
Mm-hmm. Or what's going to make me feel good, you know?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Versus, like, what is actually good for me long-term, you know? Like,
yeah.
Meditate, dude, meditate. Like, people don't meditate. And, like, I'm not talking cross your legs and do the whole, no, dude, but, like, get out in nature, go watch some sunsets, you know, or some sunrises. Like, place yourself in these uncomfortable positions in nature, dude, and the world tends to teach you things, is what I've learned, like, you know. And that all goes back to like mushrooms and stuff, dude, you know, like every time I've had a bad trip, like I need to learn it's not a bad trip, it's showing me something that I wasn't quite ready for or needed to know and didn't want to like manifest in my own self, you know, like oh, you're fucking up, dude, like, and I'm gonna show you exactly how you're fucking up, and you're not gonna be ready for it, but you need to see it, you know. And so like every time someone's like, oh, I had a bad trip, I'm like, did you have a bad trip, or did you learn some shit about yourself you weren't ready to learn? Like, right. You know, that's the thing, like, you have to have good intentions going into these trips and using these substances, because it can get dark very quick, you know. you're your own worst enemy. You know, our brain is crazy complex. You know, we have million-dollar researchers that still don't know everything. You know, like, be careful. You know, go with caution. You know, like, that's why, like, I don't trip a lot, you know, but when I do, I make sure I'm in the right headspace for it. I do my preps and I make sure I'm around good people, generally out in nature. I don't like tripping in the city or in buildings, you know, like,
yeah,
I like to be in nature. I like to lay down, connect with the earth, dude, like, shit, you know, not eat 14 grams and lock myself in a dark room like Terrence McKenna. That guy's a psycho crazy dude. Like, the works he did, dude. I'm like, bro, you're a wild one, man. Like, yeah, you're doing heroic doses and, like, just shutting yourself into a pitch black room. I bet you, like, you saw some shit. You know what I mean, dude? Like, that's just mind-blowing to me, for sure.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I believe you're, like, tapping into another realm, a parallel realm, and you can encounter some really dark things, and maybe mm-hmm. even it's just darkness that's within yourself. And the more you try to fight it and, like, and try to turn away from this quote-unquote bad trip, the worse it gets. You know, you have to, like, surrender. Yep. And
never fight it.
Right. Yeah. And that's something that comes with experience for sure. And, you know, I don't do it a lot either, man. But the times that I do, it's nature or it's inward. I have this blindfold. It's called a mindfold, and it mm-hmm. blacks you out, and you can open your eyes inside, and inside it's still pitch black. So if you're like, yeah, kind of, if it's too intense, you can open your eyes, but it's still black. Mm-hmm. And I call that, like, going inward, and I figure shit out, you know, I figure out things, and I'm able to heal and overcome. I've had some really, really dark times in this last year or two. And like, I came out here to thinking that geographical changes were going to be the solution to my problems. And like, everywhere I go, I'm still there. And I've been struggling, man. And that those tools have been the saving grace, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's, you know, dude, a lot of, like, just self-materializing things, man. You know, you speak it, you think it, and it'll manifest, you know. And so, you know, moving geographically is great, but then you gotta just manifest it too, dude. Like, you know, you can't dwell. Like, that's another thing that humans are, like, just at, like I said, we're our own worst enemy, man. Like, we just get stuck and dwell on the past and beat ourselves up for things that, like, we can't do anything about. We can't change it. You know, these things have happened. You have to forgive yourself, and if possible, ask for forgiveness for the people, or, you know, that you've hurt. But
yeah,
can't beat ourselves up, you know, man. We can only move forward and try and be a better person so that we don't make these mistakes again, dude, you know. And we're all human, man. We all make mistakes. It's part of life, dude. Show, like, that's another thing, dude. Just show each other some compassion, you know. Like, we're so quick to, like, jump the gun and get on somebody's ass when they fuck up, and it's like, dude, like, you were just fucking up the other day, but, like,
right.
You know, like,
and in some other way, some other trivial way too, like, they compare, they compare their problems, like, you know, is it perhaps, like, their struggle is alcohol, but they see someone with a substance and they're like, they look down on it, right? You know,
it's like, dude, you're all in the same boat, bro. It's all addiction is addiction, man. Like, you know, I grew up in, like, AA and AA meetings and stuff, dude. Again, my whole family's addicts, so, like, bro, I've learned the big book. I could work those steps. Like, you know what I mean, dude? I know all that. Like, maybe that is, like, had something to do with the way I think, and, you know, but addiction is addiction, bro. It doesn't matter how you spin it, bro. Like, a person drinking every night of the week is just as bad as someone fucking hot railing, dude. Like, it's all bad.
Hot rails.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, dude? It's all bad, dude.
Yeah,
like,
man. At the end of the day, it's a poison.
It's self-abuse, dude. It's self-abuse. You know, you're trying to run away from something, cover up something, hide something, you know. Like, sometimes it's hard to be real with yourself, man, you know. Like, it is really hard to be real with yourself, you know, dude. That's something that I feel everybody struggles with, like, including me, man. Like, it's hard, you know, but sometimes you just got to do it. Yeah, and that's where these substances do play a part. Like, sometimes it kind of allows us to, like, tear down those walls and just accept things, you know.
Yeah, brother. You know, and that's why I'm very grateful that these days there are a lot of psychologists that are offering what they call integration or shadow work or whatever. The place that I work with that's going to eventually offer the MDMA, I'm able to openly speak and have these conversations that I'm having with you, but with a therapist, which feels really foreign. But at the same time, it's beautiful because they're supportive in using those tools. And what I've come to learn is like that these parts of me, I'm like pretending they don't exist and I'm not making space for them. And that's why they come back in full force, you know, and that darkness is a part of me and it always will be a part of me. And I can't just pretend that I'm not that person anymore. I'm still that fucking person. I'm still the person that did all those things. And I have to learn how to integrate that part of me, you know, and have balance and harmony within myself and stop pretending, you know, wearing a mask.
You know, I feel like when we try and cover up our fuck ups and erase our history, it's like, you know, dude, you're bound to repeat it. It's,
yeah, dude.
You have to just accept that it's happened. It's part of you. Like these things exist, you know, like I could try and cover up and not think about all the like shit that I went through as a child, you know, but at the end of the day, it's like, is that going to solve anything? Is that going to fix anything? No, man. Like that's just fucking putting a rose on a corpse, you know. I'm just making something pretty that's really shit, you know, like you're not, there's nothing healthy in that, you know. That's why that goes down to like people self-medicating, you know, man. Like it's crazy how like one substance could be two ends of the same sword, you know. Like in one instance you can use it to like totally self-deprecate and like bring yourself down and like literally kill yourself,
yeah,
and on the other end that substance could completely uplift you and like make you a completely better person. It just depends on the headspace you're in and the intent that you go in with it, you know. Like like look at ketamine, dude. Like that's a really big one that's been popping off over the past few years, you know. Like it's a fucking horse tranquilizer, but then, you know, people use it as a party drug. But then also you have like these researchers who are showing like, no, ketamine can be used to like really help with like clinical depression and shit too, you know. So it's like, where do we draw the line? Like,
right,
on a lot of these instances, you know, because that frat boy who's doing lines of ketamine might be trying to like work through something and not even know that he's trying to work through it. And so he's craving this substance because it's helping him work through it. But then also it's tearing him down because he's using it to cover. Like, it's a lot of gray area, you know, for me, for sure, because growing up with a family of abusers and substance abusers, it's, you learn to see both ends of it, you know. Like, most people can go to the bar on a Friday night and have a drink or two and relax. Mm. And then other people, it's like they got to go through a bottle a day or they shake to death. Like, you know, there's, it's crazy. You
know? Yeah, brother. Yeah. You're totally right. I've seen people come into treatment at work and their substance of choice is ketamine, you know, and then I'm over here getting it injected with a doctor and stopping myself from killing myself. And literally that's the one thing, the biggest thing that I can say about my first-hand experience with that is like a light switch for suicidal thoughts. Literally turns them off, bro, within the heartbeat. And you might be able to replicate that at home on your couch too. And maybe that is what that person is doing that comes in, you know, and they're not realizing it. And my history, our histories, everyone's history with the substance abuse, it very well may be the reason why you're still here today was because you had to get through. That was your coping mechanism, right? And you needed it to get through those hard times, you know, but you just didn't know where that line was.
Definitely, dude. Like, you know? I said, like, you know, I was on Ritalin at age 4, dude, Wellbutrin at age 6. And for some people, those work wonders for them, dude. But for me, it was causing me to hear voices in my head telling me to hurt myself and hurt others, you know? And like, I was like self-harm, you know, that was a big thing in my life. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this tattoo, you know, is like cover up. Like, I don't, you know, it's like, you know, that's my own battle, you know? And so like, that's when I started smoking weed and like, I stopped hearing those voices, you know, and I took myself off of Ritalin, Wellbutrin. I said, it was going to kill me, dude. Like what 9-year-olds should be thinking of these things? Like they shouldn't be, you know? And, and modern pharmacies are just so like ready to just write scripts for people, you know, because it's all money game, you know? And that's why, like, I really am grateful for these people who are setting up these programs because, like, they're in it for, like, the actual benefit, you know? They're here to see people succeed and really work through these issues, you know? I went through a lot of therapy and psychiatry, you know, and a lot of them, I just felt like they were there for a paycheck, you know?
Yes.
Like, oh, I care about you. Tell me all your feelings. Like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Oh, and it's time. Get the fuck out of my office.
Here's
You
no
know, like,
solution is either.
yeah, exactly. Just tell me all
Let
your
me open your
problems.
wounds and not close them.
Exactly. You know, and so now I see like a whole like shift on like the way people are thinking, and it's cool. It's definitely cool, you know.
Bro, that hurts my heart because I'm real familiar with both of those medications, and I don't think any child should be on either of those fucking medications.
Yeah.
And not to mention, they're both stimulants. You know, one's
Exactly, dude.
supposedly an antidepressant, but it's got a black box warning, and it's a fucking stimulant. So one, it can kill you, and you've got two types of stimulants, and one of them's an amphetamine. Like, no shit, you're how your invoice is, bro.
And not to mention
No
that
shit, you're losing your mind.
my whole family struggles with amphetamine. It's just like my whole family's are we're tweakers, dude. We all do meth, you know, besides my dad. He was a heroin addict, you know, but at the end of the day, it didn't matter, you know. So yeah, dude, it's like it's crazy to think like knowing my family's history of amphetamine addiction and like all of these things, like my mom has bipolar schizophrenia, you know, she's been self-medicating with meth since fucking 12 years old. She's 50 years old. That's 40 years of meth usage, you know, like she acts more normal on it than without it, you know. And so like it's just it's crazy that like doctors would set you up to fail like that. That's why like I promised myself I would never, you know, like I if it comes from the earth, cool. But if it's like the furthest I've gone is like MDMA, you know, I know that's got a meth, you know, it's you know, but I can't. I just can never allow myself to go down that hole because I know I'd probably really like it. And I
Yeah,
just
bro.
can't do it, dude. Can't do it. I just stay natural, man. I smoke a little bit of weed, a lot of bit of weed. Do a little bit of mushrooms here and there. Not a big fan of acid, never was, you know, man. That one's a bit too much for me.
It can be.
Yeah. I dude, I love Nas, man. That was my shit for a minute, but I know it's so bad. So no more hippie crack for me, dude. Yeah, man, you know, I know addiction runs in my family, dude. Like, so I've made a commitment to myself, like, just do this. You'll be okay, you know, man. And it's been working. I still struggle, dude. You know, everybody struggles with their mental health, I feel, you know, everybody. I don't care who you are, dude. If you say your mental health is 100%, like that's a big red flag, dude. Like put that motherfucker in the penitentiary. Like, you know, dude, like nah, man. Like nobody's 100, bro. We all struggle. We all have stripes. Like it's okay, dude. That's why we need to have support systems, you know, and be able to express things to people that you care about and that care about you know. Like definitely building a support system, being able to talk about things is a huge thing, you know. For sure.
Yeah, brother. And I've taken some slack for having these kinds of conversations, but this is the reason I started this podcast, was to have this exact type of conversation that we're having right now. And I'm really grateful that this is the comeback episode, man, because this is the direction I want to go back into. And this is what's helping me right now. This is the only reason why I'm still fucking here, bro. Like, it makes me want to cry. Like, and I want to I'll probably put like a little warning in the beginning and let people know, like, the gardeners, this episode might not be for you, but
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
said, you're lying if you say you don't have these problems. You're lying,
Yeah, bro.
And
I can't think of a single person who doesn't have a family member in one way, shape, or form who struggles with addiction or mental health. You know, dude, this country is it seems to be founded on mental health issues, dude. Like, you know, and it just seems like it just gets worse and worse, man, with every generation. And I, you know, there's a reason for it, dude. Like this country's a machine, man. And if you're not making money in it, it's gonna chew you up and spit you out, bro. You know?
Yeah, man.
And that's the sad reality of it, you know. We live in a capitalistic country where you gotta make money, you gotta provide, dude. And that alone takes a huge toll on everybody's mental health. You know, we're all under stress, like constantly. You know, you gotta perform. And if you don't, later.
Yeah, bro. Dr. Gabor Mate said that this system, if you wanted to design a system that would make mental health and addiction worse, you would have designed the system that we have now currently in
Yeah, totally.
the
It
United States.
and you know what's and the sad part is like this is one of the best systems that we have on the like in this world, in my
Sure.
opinion, you know, because you look
Sure.
at other countries and it's like, yeah, they don't complain about mental health because they're worried about getting their tongues ripped out of their mouths for speaking
For
out of
speech.
term, or like, yeah,
Right.
or like getting their hands cut off because they took a loaf of bread to feed their family. It's like, yeah, no wonder they're not talking about mental health issues. It's because it's crazy everywhere throughout this world, man. And like, it's just the human condition to struggle, apparently, you know. But I've come to terms with it, man, and it's cool, you know. I'm here to struggle in my own way. You
Yeah,
know, it's all
man.
right, dude. It's all right. That's one of the things that makes life beautiful, man, is it's all a struggle. We're all struggling together. Like, that's why we're all on the same boat. We got to support each other, man, and stop beating each other up over small things. Let things slide, you know, like we're only human, you know.
Yeah, and like these tensions and that and like beefs and cliques within the community that have formed over the years that I've noticed, and like people have kind of like created their own little things, and I hope that we can kind of reach out and come back together and put all that stuff aside, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like we're a community, man, and we're all here because we love plants, you know? And it hurts me to see that, you know, where it's like, you know, it's too cool or whatever, or people disrespect each other, even over the poaching thing. They disrespect each other and they put each other on blast. And then sometimes they're even wrong about it. Like I saw something recently where they were coming after this guy that supposedly was poaching. And then I talked to someone privately about it, and the guy was not fucking poaching plants. You know what I mean? And they almost destroyed his business, blasting him.
Yeah, I remember, dude. Yeah, I remember, like, just at like the last LA Cactus and Succulent show, you know, dude, like a whole lot of growers and vendors got put on blast for bringing in poached plants. And then, you know, dude, where's the line? Like, this dude's had this plant in his collection for 60 years. Like, there wasn't even any laws pertaining to this back then. It doesn't make it ethically right. But, like, then again, if this dude didn't take that plant out of habitat, well, he's been producing seed for the last 60 years for this whole community. Like, we wouldn't have half of the plants in the community if it wasn't for this said per, like, you know what I mean, dude? So, like, you gotta pick and, like, choose your battles. Like, really, the big battle, like, you know, dude, someone like taking a plant for like seed production and shit, like, if you can get the permits, like, you know, whatever, cool. Versus, like, you have these people coming in and, like, literally decimating whole populations of plants for profit, for
Yeah,
profitable
that's
gain
sick. No,
on,
that's sick,
yeah,
and it's criminal.
exactly, you know, versus, like, someone who's like, dang, we don't ever see this species in, like, habitat. Like, well, bring a flower, two flowering plants and produce seed, you know, like, that's what so many of these people did back then, like, you know. And then where's the line? Like, you know, where
All
is
the
the line?
plants in our collections originated from somebody field collecting it. Every single one.
Exactly. Either field collecting seed or field collecting a specimen or a part of a specimen to graft with. Like, no matter what, dude, like, all of these plants, if it's not native to your area and growing in your yard, it came from somewhere, you know, it came from somewhere
Yeah, man.
at the end of the day. Like, so yeah, it's the thing with poaching, dude. It's a very gray area for sure in a lot of manners. And then in a lot of manners, it's just like, no, don't do it, you know?
Yeah, man. I would love to spend a couple of minutes on what you think about this, and then I want to hear a little bit about Slab City, if you don't mind, because it and I feel like this relates because you know, as we were talking about society and the problems in society today, the big mental health crisis, which we've completely turned our backs on the homeless community, right? And there, it's just growing exponentially and at infinitum, and there is no end in sight, you know? And if you look at downtown LA, it's out of control, right?
Yeah,
And
dude.
people have just turned their backs on it. A lot of people like to just complain about it. You know, one side says, like, lock them up and throw away the key. And then the other side says, you know, like, they're people too. Like, leave them
Yeah,
there.
dude.
Leave them
What's
there. Let them suffer on the streets and let them die on the streets is pretty much what they're saying. They're not saying it like that, but
help them?
what their solution is just leave them there. You know, let them do this. And there's no common ground. And I feel like my opinion on homeless people is that I kind of admire their lifestyle because they have no worries, bro. They're not paying bills. They're not paying taxes. They're not working and grinding. They're out there living the way people were supposed to live, the way that we always did, you know, but it just doesn't look so pretty. But
No,
you know what
dude,
I mean?
they're the smart ones, really, dude. You know,
Right.
at the end of the
They've
day, like,
unplugged from the matrix.
yeah, like, most of them, they got a social number, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Yeah, bro. My, you know, dude, my grandfather was a military veteran, dude, served in the Navy for 21 years during Vietnam. And it upsets me, dude, that like our country has turned our back on a lot of veterans. You know, man, I don't necessarily agree with the war machine, you know, for sure. I think all life is sacred, you know, and like it's not anything to be taken lightly with. But these people, they sacrificed a lot, you know, like they saw a lot of shit, dude, like watching their own brothers die in front of them, shit like that, man. And then you're just gonna let them rot on the street because they got health issues, like mental health issues, and they don't necessarily conform to your idea of what society should be. Well, yeah, no shit, they don't. You train them to be a killing machine, and then you expect them to just come back and work at fucking Chick-fil-A. Like, no, dude. You know, and so like that, it makes me sick, dude. It makes me sick to my stomach. Like, I've faced homelessness, dude. My family has faced homelessness. Like, I have friends who are homeless on the street as I speak, bro. Like, people I consider very near and dear to me who are, you know, suffering through addiction, had a really shit time in life, bro, you know, and they're human, dude. Like one of my best friends, my brother, who like pretty much raised me, got me into like plants, dude. He got me into plants, electronic music, bikes, every like all of my shit comes from him, dude. And he's out on the street right now, bro, homeless, you know, because like he's taking care of his mom, she passed away, and he struggles with addiction, dude, you know, but he's the most kindest, most gentle fucking soul on the planet that I know, dude. He'd give his shirt off his back to anybody who asked for it, you know? And it just sucks that like we turn on our backs on these people, dude. Like we have all these fucking homes that are just sitting empty, you know, dude. Think of all those like old military homes out in Seal Beach, dude. They just sit empty, you know? You be putting people in there, bro. Like, oh, but they're gonna tear it up, they're gonna destroy it. Dude, what's it doing there anyways right now, bro? Like,
They've got acres too. They got thousands of acres in Seal Beach, bro.
yeah, dude. Or like if you're not familiar with the campus homes at USC, dude, those were all built for veterans. That's why it's called Veteran Lane, dude. But then USC forced all the veterans out to put students in there, you know? It's like it's crazy bonkers, like what's happened, you know, like just because these people don't fit into the ideology of like what is a societal norm, you know? Like I probably just barely keep it enough, like together enough to keep myself off the streets, dude. It's hard. Like, I don't want to be a functioning member of the society. I hate it, dude. I hate the machine. I hate
Me
the
too.
grind, bro. I want to just be fucking living out in the middle of nowhere, growing my own food with my own people, you know, and just living how we're supposed to be off the land. But the reality of that is becoming less and less every day, you know, in this
Bro.
world. So yeah, dude, we've got to do something, you know. I don't have the plan, you know. I don't
Sure.
think anybody really does,
Sure.
but you know, dude, this country can send a whole lot of money to other countries outside and all this shit, but can't take care of their own, you know. It's like,
Right. Billions, hundreds of billions of
yeah,
dollars to the
dude.
war machine, but
And
they
it's our
can't
money.
fucking do anything for us.
Yeah. No, and that's what's crazy is it's our money that we work for and made for them. And
You know, if you
you know
make
what I
under
mean?
$100,000, you're considered it's no longer middle class.
No, yeah.
You're like below
You're
the
poor.
poverty line.
Yeah, dude. 100K in California is middle class. And I don't know too many people making 100 grand, bro, like on their own, let alone in a combined household, even, dude. Most combined households are barely making like 80, 90K with like two parents working full-time jobs. Like, you know, dude, it's insane, man. Like I'm getting paid like $4 above minimum wage, like 21, 22 an hour. And I'm still only making like 50, 60 grand a year, dude. Like how are we supposed, it's just, dude, like the American dream is long gone, dude. Like, you know,
Man.
and what sucks is like all these generations before us got to reap the benefits and like just left us with a fucking shit situation
Yeah, man.
to the point where we have people living on the streets in like droves of droves, like making their own cities out in the middle of nowhere, like Slab City, dude. Like, fuck it, we're tired. We're moving out to the middle of nowhere and starting our own little city, and you can't tell us shit, man. You know?
Right, bro.
Good for them, bro. You know, like they may all be addicts and junkies out there, but at least they're happy. You know? Like, fuck.
Absolutely.
I can,
Absolutely.
you know?
What
Like
was your
they're doing it.
experience with that place?
It was cool, man. Like it's cool going to Slab City, dude. It's interesting, man. I don't even want to say too much
Yeah, I
because
know it's
like
on the low. It's like it's
you
respect.
just
We want to respect that community at the
yeah,
same
dude,
time.
but if you can get out there, man, get out there, dude. You know, like I wish more people would go and see, what's going on out there, dude. Like, these people have their own little commune pretty much, bro, and they're just living life, dude. Like, everyone respects each other for the most part. There's never really nothing crazy. Like, it looks crazy out there. Like, you know, it looks insane, bro. It looks like you're
Sure.
in like a war zone, you know, but friendly motherfuckers,
It's
you
like the
know, just
rubble. It's like the rubble
yeah,
of a
dude.
war zone.
And you just got some like Gandalf wizard looking fuck coming up on a like half broken bike and like telling you like, oh, come back to my pad, let's drink, let's, you know, like,
They
you know, dude, like,
got raves out there
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
They
they're
throw
raving.
shows. Like, it gets crazy, you know? Like, if you pull up, you know, pull up with like a bottle of something, you know, to like share with people, you know, like bring some goodies, you know? Like, that's what,
Gifts
you know,
for the
yeah,
people.
some gifts, you know, dude. Like, and you do that and you'll be all right. Nobody will fuck with you out there, you know? Like, just come right, come proper, dude. You know? It's like any other place, you know? Like, you get
Yeah.
invited to a birthday party, you don't show up without a present, you know? Like,
You know, well,
it's definitely one of those things.
like you were saying earlier, what did you say? Oh, like we can't do anything about, like, what can we do about it? I think the only thing we can do about it is at least make it easier for them. Like we've had to come to accepting that this is our reality and no
Yep.
politician's gonna fix it. Damn near no freaking politician, no program, no bill, none of that shit is gonna fix it, dude. But what we can do, why when I go to Skid Row are the only people that I see out there churches and ex-cons and
Yeah.
ex-homeless people. It's all that's the only people that are out there serving their community. The businessmen are not looking
Nope.
and walking with their head straight. They pretend it's not there, you know, and they get in their fucking Tesla and whatever, and they go up to
Yeah,
their loft in the fucking city, you know. And it's like
yeah.
we could at least be out there like contributing and being there for our brothers and sisters that are on the streets and making it a little bit less painful for them while they're there. Gifts, like you said, gifts are is a perfect example. I would love to see fruit trees out there. I would love to see more community gardens for them. Just people out there
Just,
caring. Show them
dude,
that you
just treat
love
them.
them.
Yeah, treat them like people, dude. Like I said, dude, like people have this disconnect. Like a homeless person is not a person. Like they're an
Right.
object to them, you know? Like they're just something that's bringing the property value down. And it's like, dude, like that's a person. That's someone's son or daughter, brother, sister, mother, father, uncle, cousin. Like that's a person, dude. Like a whole person, man.
That had
And like
life,
you're
had
just,
a life and dreams and ambitions just
yeah.
like you.
Aspirations
Right.
and life just fucking beat them down so hard that they gave up, dude.
Right.
Like, remember that. Like, you know, I tell people, like, people who, when I hear people talk like that about homeless people, I'm like, dude, don't. Like, you don't know what they've been through, what the fucked up shit they've seen or had done to them. Like, you know, man, like, everybody has a story to tell, man. And it's asinine of us to even try and, like, put ourselves in someone else's shoe. You know, I always hear, oh, walk a mile in their shoes. Put yourself in, how the fuck can I put myself in their shoes, dude? I'm not them, you know? And so at the end of the day, like, I just want to treat people like they're people, bro, with some respect and
Yeah.
compassion, you know? Like, but it's hard, bro, because a lot of them, again, are like, they're out there, bro. They're lost. They're on
Yeah.
these, you know, dude, a lot of them are on fentanyl, especially a lot lately, man. And
Yeah.
like, it's just rough, dude. It's rough. I've lost some friends to fentanyl, you know, man. Like, it's rough, dude. It's rough seeing it. Like, this drug is like killing long-term addicts. Like, people have been doing crack for 30 years and hit fentanyl once and just drop dead. It's like,
Yeah,
this
bro.
shit's horrible. It's wiping out people, dude. And I really think that was almost planned in an
Oh,
instance, you know?
okay. So
Oh,
they did the crack thing. They did the CIA has already,
yeah.
it's
And
already been
now, yeah.
proven that the
Crack
CIA did the
epidemic.
crack
Yeah.
epidemic, and we're gonna sit here and try to think that fentanyl isn't the same fucking the same. It's the same playbook. It's the same
Yeah, dude.
exact fucking playbook, and they're doing it
Yeah.
again, but with something that knocks you out, kills you,
Yeah.
takes you
Yep.
out.
Yeah. You know, there's that
Why is
old
it in the
saying, you
meth?
know,
Why is it in the
if you
meth? Why?
it's in everything,
Why is
dude.
it in
It's
the
in the
coke?
weed now, dude.
Why
Like
is it
that's what's
in the
fucking
weed?
crazy. Like, you know, dude. You know, there's that old saying, you know, if you ever hear someone say, we're from the government, we're here to help, fucking run. You know, dude. Like, fucking run, bro. Like, 'cause it's true, man. Like, government never has our best interests at heart, really. You know, dude, it's all about personal monetization and how they can make money and gain influence, you know, dude. Like, who was that? There's this comedian who said, I wish politicians would wear all their sponsors on their jackets like NASCAR, so at least we know who fucking owned them, you know, dude. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy, man.
They
Like,
profit off
just
that homelessness continuing. Those homeless foundations, quote unquote, all the people at the top are pocketing all that money, dude, and they're driving around in Teslas and living in mansions. Let me tell you.
And they run it as a non-profit, so they don't pay any
Yes.
tax or anything like that, dude. I know, dude, it's horrible. It's scum. It's scum fucking people, scum ideology, and it's sad, dude. It's sad again how far removed people have become from being a human. Just
They
being a
don't want to
basic
fix
human,
it.
dude.
They do not
No,
want to
dude.
fix it, and they will not fix it.
And like, and even just fuck fixing it, bro. Just be a basic human, man.
Right.
You see someone sleeping on the street, man, like don't kick them, or if a
Yeah.
homeless dude asks you for some change, like even if you don't have the money, just at least acknowledge them. Hey, man, I don't got it. Sorry. Just fucking treat them like people, dude. It's a disconnect. It's a huge disconnect, bro.
The sickest thing, and we'll wrap up here in a moment. The sickest thing I've ever seen on social media, well, debatable, but it was fucking sick. It was called Egg the Tweaker, and it was this account that was going driving around Skid Row throwing eggs at homeless people, bro,
I seen that shit,
smoking them
dude.
out with their
And
diesel truck.
it's like it's so fucked up, bro,
It's
because
so
like
fucked up, dude.
I can't help but laugh either though, dude.
I
Like
know.
something something in you is just like, fuck, that's fucked up, but it's funny, dude. But like, fuck, dude, those are
Yeah,
people,
man.
bro. Yeah, those are people, dude. Like the I don't know if you've seen that other account on it. It's called Bums and Drones. And it's just a dude flying around his drone and like going to homeless encampments and shit and just like fucking with them with his drone. And it's
Oh,
like,
man.
I can't help but
Entertaining.
watch.
It's entertaining,
Yeah,
right?
dude, because you get some knotted out motherfucker like throwing spears at a fucking, dude. It's like,
What, like some indigenous dude in
yeah, dude,
the
yeah. Like, you just cannot help but like just be entertained. And you're like, damn, though, bro. Like, I'm fucking laughing at this. Why? Like,
Right.
if I was there in person, I wouldn't be laughing. Like, I don't know, man. It's just something about seeing something from the other side of a screen just in enables that disconnect.
Dehumanizes
And
it. Yeah.
exactly, dude. Exactly. Growing up on the internet in the early 2000s, dude, you hop on fucking Live Leaks and shit and watch cartel videos, dude. Like, that was
Right.
just something you and the homies did. Like,
Terrorist
why?
beheadings.
Yeah, dude. Like, and that's another thing. Like, we've been so programmed to like remove the human like aspect of people, dude. Like, we are numbers. We are numbers. You're assigned a number the day you're born, and you will be that number the day you die. Like, and that's all there is to it, dude. And it's sad, but that's why it's up to us, man. It's up to us to take care of our communities and try and help each other out, and just talk, man. There's no nobody communicates anymore, man. Nobody talks, dude. It's just, I need it done this way. You're gonna do it this way for me, or that's it. Like, and just communication is such a big aspect of human life, dude. And if you can't communicate, then it's not gonna be easy for you, man. You have to be able to communicate. And
I don't think they want us to. But
no.
no one's gonna remember us, man, for how much we grinded or how much materialistic shit we had or whatever thousand, multi-thousand dollar plant we had. They're
Nope.
gonna remember us for the content of our character, and you're a fucking beautiful human being, man. I'm so glad we did this, dude.
I
Like,
appreciate it,
for
man.
real,
Dude,
bro. You're a
no,
real
dude,
one.
I just try and stay grounded, bro, and not get too big of britches, bro, and just kind of just stay humble, bro. Like, dude, I'm a trailer trash redneck, grew up,
Hell yeah.
dirty ghetto kid, bro. Like, I'm not better than anyone. No one's better than me though either. Like, dude, like, we're all people, bro. We're all people. Like, dude,
You
it's
remember
crazy,
where you
man.
came from, though. That's
Yeah.
what sets you apart, you know?
Yeah, man. It's crazy, dude. Like, one of the big things is like people who like, dude, I'm white, and like I get talked a lot of shit from other white people, dude, because of how I look, the way I carry myself, the people I, dude, and a lot of people's opinion, like, I'm a waste of white skin is what they see, dude. So like, they hate me more than like anything, bro, because like I was born with that privilege, and I don't use it. I don't,
You got the
I got, I,
dreads.
yeah, dude, I, yeah, I get a lot of
Disgrace to the
shit.
white race, brother.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And a lot of people like laugh it off and joke about it, like, and I'm like, no, dude, like, this is serious, bro. Like, white people
Yeah.
are fucked up to me, bro. And then like, I got a black dude who comes into my shop and he's all dreadlocked out, bro. And we click, bro. Like, we talk, like, You know, like I'm a brother to him. Like I'm his, like we're brothers. Like, you know, like
Right.
that's what it's about, bro. Like we're all
Yeah.
human, bro. We're all related. We're all family, bro. If I cut you, we all bleed the same, bro. We all cry the same. We all hurt the same, dude. Like nobody's better than anybody, dude. You know, I was blessed to grow up in like a multiracial house where like my brother's black, dude. You know, he's half black, half white. So like I had a really big disconnect growing up, like not understanding racism to its full like potential, you know. I was like, it just didn't make sense in my head. I
Didn't
was
exist
like,
in your world.
yeah, bro.
Right.
I'm like, that's my brother. So what? He's a different skin color. That's my brother, you know, like I don't give a fuck, you know? And so it was just interesting, dude, growing up in this world, seeing like, nah, dude, all this shit is still very much alive, you know, and like it's almost human nature to kind of wanna like click yourself in with your own kind, dude. But like, can't do that. Can't do that, man. Especially in this country and especially in the state that we live in, the city we live in, dude. We're a melting pot, man.
Yeah,
Everybody just
brother.
needs to learn, like, we're all human, bro. We all gotta get along, dude. They're trying to divide us and we can't let that happen, you know?
Yeah, this red
'Cause
versus blue shit is dead, man.
yeah,
Abandon both
dude.
parties. Vote independent or don't vote at all. I don't give a shit. But definitely don't vote for those monsters in charge. They're two heads of the same fucking beast.
Yep,
You
exactly, dude. It's all bad, bro.
know?
It's all bad. But you know what, man? We can make it better, you know? And it's our job to do so, you know?
Yes.
By
Yes.
uplifting our communities, uplifting our friends and families, and just making sure we're all taking care of each other, you know, all looking out for each other and having each other's backs, you know, dude. I just
Yeah,
wish
brother.
there was more of that in this world because it sucks seeing all the negativity all the time, man. For
Yeah,
sure.
man. It's amplified. But hopefully this is a little bit of light in your darkness. Some kind of light into your darkness today. It's
Nah, dude,
fucking.
I'm so stoked for this, dude. We've been trying to get this going for a minute, and it's just, no, man, life gets in the way, dude. And sometimes you just gotta slow down and make the time, you know, for
Yeah,
sure.
man, we came up with all kinds of excuses not to do today. You
Hey,
know what I
but
mean?
it still got done, you know what I mean,
It
dude?
did.
So,
It did. And it happened organically, man. And it's better than I could have imagined. So thank you, bro. I'm excited to lay it down, and I don't have any editing to do. I'm just gonna throw down an intro, and I'm gonna try to get this shit out there tonight.
Sick,
I'll let you
dude.
know though. Hey, can you send me a photo? And also, do you prefer like for the name to be nobody?
Yeah, you
Or
could run Nobody, bro. That's totally cool, dude.
okay,
Yeah, man.
cool.
Don't mind it at all, bro. And you need a picture, like just a thumbnail.
Yeah, thumbnail for the cover.
For
It can
sure, for
be you, it
sure.
can be something you love. I don't care, whatever it is, you know.
Oh, so it'll probably be some cactus then.
Cool. All right, brother. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course, bro. Anytime, dude. We gotta get on here and do like one with you, me, and Freeze. That'd
I
be
would love
cool.
that. No,
For
I would
sure.
love that,
For sure.
man. You know, and I feel like we could do this fractally. Like,
I'm
yeah,
down.
you have like, even if we just honed in on one of those things that we talked about, like your prospecting and stuff. And yeah, how can people support you? You're offering like rocks and crystals to the public, yeah?
Yeah, dude, I don't have any like Etsy or anything. I really need to
Sure.
get on that, man, you know. But you know, I'll post some sales on my story occasionally. It's
Cool.
just I've been so wrapped up with work, dude. I
Yeah, bro.
have stuff I'm just sitting on and it just needs to be cleaned, you know. And I'll definitely be posting some stuff soon. You know, springtime is usually when I'll get active because everybody's repotting and restaging stuff.
Cool, brother. Well, also, like, I'm trying to do some. I've been talking about it for too long. I'm gonna gotta start being about it. But I'm trying to do some like little pop-ups on the side of the road, and I'm trying to do the Topanga Farmers Market. And I would love to have some crystals, like just to kind of like go with it. I think they complement plants really well, but also like
Definitely.
you know, it's for sale. So if you would like to consign some stuff, maybe we can talk about that another time, you know, and we can just
Definitely, dude.
have some stuff on the table, you know, and if someone buys it, great.
Yeah, dude, you know I'm down to hook you up, bro.
Cool.
Always.
Cool, brother. All right. If everyone could please like, review, and subscribe to the podcast and hit that share button, we would both appreciate that greatly.
Heck
Peace.
yes. Later.